Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Well, we'll know in about 15 or 20 seconds, won't we?
What a crazy day. Remember, you came in this morning, you talked about, it's not the full moon. Remember the...
Close.
It's close.
Retrograde. But Mercury is in retrograde.
Yeah. We have a hard time communicating.
Something like that. I don't know. I don't buy into that.
You didn't have a hard time communicating. You communicated.
Yeah.
Maybe when we weren't supposed to communicate.
So I'm just glad everything's okay.
After the show, this is what you may not know. After the show today... We started to record. I get to record stuff, do promos and stuff like that. What is that noise? Is that somebody moving their microphone or something?
No, I'm not.
Oh, is it my... Sometimes when my computer hits it.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I don't know.
Your computer is trying to get away from you because you thunder on the keys so much.
She's hitting it, and it's causing the noise, and she's like,
I don't know where I'm looking around.
Your keyboard's going to need spurs.
Okay, listen, so here's what happened is I was recording promos, and everything should have been hunky-dory, and apparently it was going over the air without me knowing it, and which is... the death of people's careers that happened. And thankfully, I only muttered one, you know...
JC?
Yeah, JC, because I wasn't
getting
this
promo right.
Is
it Boston Calling?
Yeah, I said JC is playing. couldn't get the names of the bands right.
Remember, I'm like, it's not Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I thought it was.
The Strokes, Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, I thought it was.
And he goes, JC.
And, and so then the text started to come in, and the email started to come in. Oh my God, it's so hilarious listening to Greg screw up. And I'm like, I didn't know. But if I said the wrong thing,
I'd be done. It's not funny.
Over something that had nothing to do with me. Like, not my fault, you know? And I don't know what happened to cause it. So you might be hearing this now over one of the stations. And if you are, send me an email, because now I'm petrified to do this. I mean, I'm not even lying.
But we're okay, because we're keeping it clean.
You've made mistakes before where you might swear.
Yes.
And I've heard Kelly Brown make some mistakes where...
Yeah, but even on the 24-7 where we're a little bit more free to,
terrified.
Yeah, now it's like, okay, I'm afraid we're going to be on the air.
When you're cutting a commercial or something, though, I used to let it fly a lot. Now I say, Mother Muffin.
Yeah, right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, because you cut a commercial and you can't say something that's written on a page right in front of you. And yeah, sometimes you'll do like 5 takes and you start to swear. It's like... So, good morning. Whenever you may be listening to this, just know that, like right now, my heart is in my throat, because I say the wrong word and nobody gives a rat's rear end about why or how
you won't even say
it.
Won't even say ASS.
And nobody so cares nervous because they just want to be able to play some power role and get you fired from your job because people have a HO for that. See, now we're afraid to even say that. A hard O, Kelly. You know what I mean?
Hard O.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, anyway.
Yeah. I think tomorrow we should read all the comments that we got during the whole thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Fun.
They were funny.
I just went through and it was tearing through it and I was struggling. And, it happens sometimes. Some days you knock it out.
I'm sitting here and I read the first text. I'm like, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah.
Second text. Third text. You're like, uh-oh.
I think it's hilarious. I'm listening to Greg say, but some people, honestly, for those of you that you were very nice and saying, please, please stop he doesn't get in trouble.
Yeah, most of them are saying, I heard him say JC while he was recording. I just don't want him to drop an F-bomb or something else and get
in
trouble.
That's very nice.
Yeah, people,
so they're helping us.
Yeah, yeah, that's very nice. Yeah,
you
saved
Greg.
Us. You saved us. I mean, really?
Yeah, he's overlapping the music and he's practicing his promotions.
You think
he forgot to click the thing off.
No, it has nothing to do with me. I can't control that. I have no way. I don't know how to do that. Here's the thing. Nobody called us from management.
No, this is all
you
listeners.
Did.
You guys protected
you
us.
You saved my ass. To rear end. Sorry.
Why would you do that?
No, but that one's an okay word.
Well, but let's not use it a lot.
Isn't that funny? I mean, think about it. All of the years of working, doing the job, all of us, whatever, one screw up like that and somebody, you know, gets trigger happy and oh, yeah, well, yeah. Now we got to, oh, God. Yeah, crazy.
Guess I could just pick up some more shifts at the Brat.
Yeah. Can I? You need a dishwasher?
Yeah.
Because I'll come down there. Yeah. You know? I do good.
I don't know.
I clean good dishes, man. Right. I'll tell you that right now. All right. Well, anyway.
Drum center?
I'm going to assume.
Maybe, I don't know. I could, you know, start out there sweeping.
Laura can maybe work. Do Instacarting until she lands the CEO job.
Yeah, right. So she takes over the company. Yeah. She will save up coupons to actually buy the company with coupons. That's how she would do it.
I'm going to try my hardest.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's how this whole thing started today. So now I'm sitting there looking around. I texted management. I'm like, hey, will somebody listen?
My buddy says that he hasn't heard you in a while.
Okay.
But then got nervous because one of your promos played. But it wasn't something that should not have played.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Well, you got the promos going.
Yeah.
You got them out there, which is good.
Well, thank you to the listeners that responded. And
thank you. We're all family here.
Jeez Louise. All right. Well, anyway, so welcome to the Buzz 24/7, everybody. I can relax. I'm all wound up now. I'm all wound up.
I don't blame you. For some reason, we kept it clean. Thank God.
You know how lucky that is? Don't get me started. I can't even. Yeah.
I wasn't joking.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so. Hey, if you missed today's show and you didn't hear the interview with Dean DeLeo from the Stone Temple Pilots, I think it's a really good interview. He's a really cool guy. And so if you want to hear that, go to the podcast section. Scotty already podcasted that and put that up on
the
page.
You know what? It was a really good interview. I don't know a lot about them.
Yeah.
I talked to him about they put a song on the Crow soundtrack, and it was one of my favorite soundtracks of all. And I didn't know, you know, what kind of interview it was going to be like. And he was very cool.
Yeah. You know, these come across our desk all the time, these stories of idiots in the news, dumb people. I don't quite understand. I mean, clearly you're doing it wrong, but this would qualify as an I see dumb people, I think, this particular thing. You've taken a COVID test, Laura? Swab the nose.
Yeah.
You get too, it Scotty? In there until it feels a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, and then just four or five times each nostril, right? 31-year-old woman in England had emergency surgery after she used a 6-inch COVID test swab in her throat instead of in her nose, and swallowed it.
Wow, she's a keeper. A ring on that bitch. That woman's fingers.
That lady.
That lady. That pleasant lady.
Pleasant lady. Let me tell you that. I would marry that lady.
I forgot. My bad.
That lady right
she's
there.
She's a keeper.
Hell of a talent there, I'll tell you. Very ambidextrous. she apparently is 6-inch long Q-tip thing, and she swallowed it. The end of it, check this, I can't even, the end of it, okay, was sticking out you could see it in the back of her mouth, and it was down her throat. Oh my God, I can't even think about that.
You gotta get it out without it snapping.
You ever hear those stories about the kid that was running around with a toothbrush,
lollipop straw?
Went to college with a girl who had the old Q-tip in the ear while she was as a kid and had hearing loss.
I had a buddy of mine who took an army rocket, like a little army rocket. And remember the green army man? They had a little, they had a cannon. Took one, put it in his mouth, put the other one in his ear, and pretended to put it in his ear, and it came out of his mouth. Made look at this goofy thing. Put it so far and it's in the ear, he had to operate to take it out.
Parker,
sticking things where they don't belong, people.
Heard that somebody had hearing loss from digging too deep with a Q-tip. He now refuses to use Q-tips and only use the drops to naturally let the wax come out. He's terrified.
I go right for the brain.
Let me tell you something. I see like a rabbit poking out of my other ear. Going for it.
When he was like 3, he accidentally... I had to bring him to the hospital because he stuck the Q-tip so far in that we thought he burst his eardrum.
Yeah.
And he is terrified. So it's only the wax drops.
You know, a good portion of doctors say do not use Q-tips.
No, do not.
I know. Look,
they sell the wax.
I'm an adult guy who had to have a hole put in his eardrum because I had fluid buildup on the other side. And so they cut a hole in your eardrum. Okay? Which you think is like, oh my God, that must be terrible.
It's so small.
It's just a tiny little hole. No. Then they put a vacuum through there. to pull, it didn't feel good. No. I mean, it didn't feel bad, though. It didn't hurt. It just was loud. And then they put a vacuum in your ear and suck the whatever fluid that's built up on your inner ear, which is basically your outer brain. And then they just suck it out like they're empty, you know, like a Sub Pup, like a honey wagon, Scotty. Oh. They back the honey wagon up to my ear. And in 4 minutes, I went from hearing like I was totally underwater in my right ear and to perfectly fine.
Okay, you know what I do want to do?
But here's the thing. I did it in the office, Scotty. If your kid has ear infections and you get that all the time and they put tubes in, it's like $8,000.
Oh,
thank goodness. No ear infections.
And they can do it right in the chip. But kids are too fussy. That's why they can't do it.
I want to have the, you can go in and have like the they spray your ear with like water. A buddy of mine had it done just recently. He said, you think you have good hearing? Go in and have them do that as an adult.
They flush your ear.
Oh, it's amazing.
Remember when, it was years ago, we lit my ears on fire with those cones?
We lit our ears on fire.
We really light your ears on fire.
You put candles in my ear. And you were lighting them, the candles, because it was supposed to drain the wax out of your ear.
Yeah, hold on. I just got a text saying, I can hear you guys on the air. You're talking about ears.
Did you?
No, I'm just kidding.
But then again, we were good. We were good.
Everybody did that quick check.
I didn't say anything. Nobody said anything bad.
Scotty talked about a lovely lady and he has abilities that
might be good around the house.
That lady.
Yelling.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's just draining the ears. I haven't done that. The whatever they call it, candling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Candling your ears.
Again, I watched a woman the other day talking about ears, and she said, Q-tips are horrible. Yeah. The candles do not work. You know, go in and have the water treatment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wonder if insurance will cover that.
So there you go. I'm looking forward to tonight going to the garden.
Yeah, speaking of hearing, make sure you guys, you know, watch. You know, I want to bring some plugs. I heard it's loud.
I'm sure it is.
Townsend himself has hearing problems.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and also Daltrey is really sensitive to any kind of smoke. He has stopped shows because somebody thought they were going to pull out a vape and vape in the crowd because they got in with it.
Yep.
He'll stop a show. He'll cancel the show right there. Because, no, his throat closes and he can't sing because he's got some sort of weird allergy.
In a place that big? Yeah. I mean, what if you're sitting up in the balcony?
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't be doing
that. If he sees it or whatever, he has a severe allergic reaction. So nobody's hearing us? Anybody hearing us?
Nope. Great. Yeah, you know what Greg just did? Greg just did it like 2 minutes ago.
Us.
Oh my God, people heard us.
It was like somebody's listening. They just shut up.
People are going to smoke, I'm guessing, the marijuana.
No.
Because they don't.
I bet you I smell something.
Nobody's heard anything since the last time, right?
I smell a little bit.
Not that we know of.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, I feel like.
I predict we're going to smell a little bit tonight.
Kayla, by the way, was across the hall working with engineering and trying to figure out what was going on. We talked about it. We talked about the whole thing. You know, and
this is one of those things where you're like, nope, doesn't make any sense. Doesn't add up. That's perfect. That's fine. That's how it's supposed to go.
How we started today off.
But how terrifying.
Oh, that could have been
a game ender for me.
We might not have had jobs tomorrow.
For all of us.
I mean, if you lost your job, we'd go with you.
No, you wouldn't. When,
that could have been really bad.
I know. Because if you've listened to the Buzz 24/7, you've heard us. And I'm still nervous about it.
It's just about the
It's you
Buzz 24/7, and sometimes we're joking about stuff in here. And God forbid if that microphone picked up on some of the things.
Right, but we swear. Right. Like every once in a while, not all the time, but every once in a while, you'll hear an F drop or an S drop.
Kelly is a very dirty mouth.
And
one of the things I like about him.
And then what we were talking about, Kay. And sorry if you listen to this, obviously you've already heard this, but. The listeners saved us.
We would have been
worked here.
I can't even say the word, even though we're on the 24/7.
Totally
I don't trust it.
We would have been totally effed.
So thank you, because I cannot wrap my brain around what
I have always
is happening.
It was really an adjustment for me to be able to do this in a studio where we would normally be on air, and then kind of let it go and be free of that FCC thing, because I'm always nervous of what just happened.
Ugh.
The fact that no matter where you are, if there's a microphone nearby, you just don't know. And it's unviewable to us. We can't see it. We don't know it.
And normally I can look at it and go, oh, okay. Yep, got it.
Right.
But you had no answer.
I had no, I mean, I, I, I fixed it.
Yeah.
Without any help. Thank yeah, you very you. Much. I was like, oh, let's turn that off. Like, but why did that not turn off? Yeah, it should have turned off the way it turns off every day.
I trust
like,
you.
It doesn't make any sense.
I trust you more than I trust you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, I'm anxious. So
my belly hurts.
Yep. Yeah. No, I'm going to be confused all day.
I wish there was something I could say that the average person would get.
Like, yeah,
it's crazy, like, for you to understand, because it's, and I know you understand stuff, like, I'm not saying that, but that's, like, my worst fear, is that something said off air somehow finds its way on air that would be taken in a manner that it, A, was never intended, or B, never should have been heard. Now, I'm a guy that walked into a station early on in my career and was recording a bit. Like a segment, right, where I did a segment called The Sopranos in 60 Seconds. And I went into a back studio, not an air studio.
And I
recorded it. And then basically it was me as Tony Soprano, and I was dropping F-bombs. Then I would go in and I'd beep them out, right? But you got to record them first. And I recorded it, and I did 3 takes before I nailed it. And there were 54 F-bombs in the recorded segment. That I had no idea was going over the air. No idea. Because I was in a back studio, and nobody said this is... It
apparently
it
be live.
Got hit by lightning. No, the station got hit by lightning, and they routed the studio through that. But there was no sign.
One of the first... When I was interning, one of the first things they told us is, you know, we were recording weather reports, and we did stuff like that. They were like, these certain buttons, they have to be off. There was somebody that used to work here that was here and didn't know... The buttons, or didn't realize they were on, and it was, hey, you know, you got somebody in the middle of a specific baseball game saying words that you can't say, and just going off because she had no idea.
Hey, I said 54 F-bombs. I was not supposed to be on the air. There's nothing that's indicated I was going to be on the air, and I looked and I saw a radio sitting on the top of the console. I've never told this on the air because I've been scared. There was a radio sitting on top of the console. I'm like, what's a radio doing in here? And I went like this, and I heard it come out of the radio, and it came out of a station that's no longer here. It's an AM radio station. I figured it's probably 20 years ago, so statute of limitations has to be up. And so I was terrified, had to admit it to management, had to get all cards on the table. I didn't know, terrified, going to lose my job, knock on the front door of the old station. I've told you this, right?
I remember this. Mm-hmm.
And a guy's like, Crutchy, man, I'm so glad it's you. Oh, my God, I listened to your AM station. Somebody's pirated. Somebody pirated your radio station, and they're swearing. And I'm like going, and I don't know what to say.
Oh, that's crazy.
And the guy reaches and goes, and I'll tell you what. And he holds up a cassette tape. He goes, I recorded it. And I thought I should give it to you so you could give it to management and find out who this guy is.
I will take that, sir. I will take that. Thank you very much. Good looking out, bro.
And then I said to the guy, hey, that your only copy. And he gave it to me, and I put it in my back pocket. And I still admitted it to management. I said, this is the tape. And I owned it. And they said, not your fault. I'm like, the worst ever.
I know it's not your fault, but it's still.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, this makes me so angry.
The only time that something like that happened to me is we were at the racetrack, and we had to keep our headphones on to talk to each other while we were in the room. And I made a comment about, hey guys, you notice that all the really pretty girls are on the infield?
That was funny.
You said that.
And then it was quiet for a second. I went.
And we could hear it go over the air. So all weekend, people were like, hey, Rokia, what do you think of this girl? She's on the outfield, huh? And I'm like, oh.
All the pretty girls get garage passes. You know what I mean? Oh, that was funny.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Ouch.
And that was socially unacceptable, but it wasn't a violation of the law.
No, but it was
But still, your fault? No, not your fault. Guess who burns?
You.
That's it. And it doesn't matter how many years you've done it and what your record is. And it doesn't matter any of that stuff.
Once.
I hate this shit.
Yeah, I'm going to be anxious all afternoon.
I can't go on.
I got to go.
We're done.
I'm leaving.
Yeah,
bye. Thanks for having me.
I'm sorry that they turned into this, but now you see it's a little peek behind, you know, what we go through. And I got to tell you, tomorrow when we do it, I'm going to be scared S-less. Again, it's going to take a while for this to go away.
We just got to be aware and make sure that we're not saying anything we shouldn't be saying. That's all.
That lasts like 10 minutes between you and
Kelly. I know. I'm saying, like, I'm speaking to all of you. But part of it is just me and Kelly should probably just look at each other and say, hey.
Just go in the hallway.
I know.
Do it in the hallway. It's fine.
I know.
It's going to be over. So sooner or later, whatever, you know.
Oh, man.
Well, anyway, thank you for hanging. And to those of you that reached out,
thank you. You saved our lives.
Really,
Our jobs, seriously.
Three more months of child support.
Oh, my gosh. Well, enjoy the rest of the day. Mine's going to involve drinking. I'm not driving to the concert. Kelly, I'll see you tonight at the garden. Buddy. All right, thank you, guys. Kayla, thanks for working on that.
Thank you.
Laura, thank you for an excellent job. Scotty, thank you for being a ray of sunshine.
I'm trying my best. My belly hurts.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.